This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, here we are. It is Monday. It is time for Church Complaints with Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam.
Here we are. On another great day, sponsored and brought to you by the Lord.
Yes, the Lord, the Lord.
His goodness is immense.
Yes, it is.
Thy righteousness.
That's right.
He is all that we ain't. Plus some and more.
Yes, he is.
As grateful as we are, we find ourselves on this Monday gathered again for the most ungrateful congregation on earth today.
That's right.
The Jackpot Joint of Jerusalem congregation always got some complaints. Here he is. Come on.
Starting this thing off, Pastor, Sister Jadesalyn Middleton shouted too loud yesterday, and one of the ushers, Brother Raymond Lockhart, once somebody told him to try to quieten her down, he put some Flexa-Seal over her mouth to quieten her.
What?
That Flexa-Seal tape that you see on the commercial, and she is highly upset, and it took forever to get it off, and her lips is really sore, and her cheeks is too, Pastor. He slapped some Flexa-Seal over her mouth to quieten her down.
Well, a lot of male members have asked about this, what'd you call it?
Flexa-Seal, you know, the stuff that stop the water from coming through the boat. You know, you've seen it,
yeah,
on the
TV. There are a lot of men that want that recipe at day house. Can you let us know what that is exactly and how much it is? We're going to start selling it at the church.
All right.
A lot of wives have asked for it, too. So it could be a top seller, and go all the money proceeds will go towards the building fund.
Gotcha. I will make a note of that, Pastor. Moving along now, we got an issue here, Pastor. Brother Amos O'Neill, who has a hump in his back, is one of the wise men in the nativity scene. He is sitting on one of the camels. Now, that's a lot of humps in one scene, Pastor. And the children are confused. What should we do?
Well, we must explain to the children that at the nativity scene, that is where the beginning was, come as you are.
Right.
Just tell the children that is two wise men and four camels.
You wrong for that.
Well, you're going to have to explain Brother Amos O'Neill's hump to him, Pastor. I think that's the
issue. Well, Brother Amos is also starring in our Halloween play, The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
All right. It's still going to be confusing for the
and
kids.
He's also the Santa Claus footstool at the mall. A lot of kids climbs on his back to get up on Santa Claus' lap. We viewed that hump every way we can.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have.
Multiple.
All right. I hope this doesn't offend brother Jay Anthony. Pastor Big Donnie Yarbrough lost both big toes due to diabetes. Oh, he's asking that the church get him some sandals made that the material would come between his third and fourth toe so he can balance better. But special made sandals are $350 a pair, so that's going to be your call, Pastor.
I was thinking about this over the weekend. He had I ran up into him at
but he didn't run, that's for sure. Not with them two toes.
Anyway, come on, Pastor.
That's the truth. I ran up into him at the Dallas Shoe Warehouse.
Really? Did you?
Uh-huh. I was down there.
What a coincidence. By, at the Shoe Warehouse.
Shoe
imagine that.
For the girls, the new girls at the
church. What was he doing there, buying laces?
Shut up, Jack.
And I ran up into him, and what I had suggested to him was, buy the regular flip-flops and put them on the wrong foot.
That ain't
see now, that's saying. A good idea.
I see what you're saying.
Come see
on,
that
come on, Pastor. Put them on the wrong foot.
Come on,
and
now.
It'll make it through that third and fourth toe.
Ain't
you
I think
can't walk.
Ain't I think
yeah, you think
yeah.
Lord, go ahead.
Now, that was creative.
I got to
move it along, Pastor. We are taking ministry Christmas photos this coming week. Ministry Christmas photos this coming
for
week.
For different ministries. Okay.
For different ministries. Pastor, you're going to have to step in. You're going to have to tell all of our ex-cons that they are not a ministry and will not be taking pictures. No one has stepped to say anything to them yet because they scared, especially the one they call Killer J. He's the one that runs the group. But somebody need to tell Killer J that they are not a ministry.
We're
leaving that up to you.
Take the pictures, but because we don't want no problem. But the reception is none of them can kneel while taking the photo. Now, we ain't going to have to take no photos.
Yeah, they all want to kneel when they do.
Everybody wants to take that prison shot.
That squat. Yeah, that's it.
What is that? The squat? What's that?
That's that photo that all inmates take.
Prison pose.
Squat photo when they sit
the prison. Oh, the prison pose. Okay, okay.
That right
so let them take the picture,
haircut day.
So they can't do
so
that,
we should let them take the picture.
Well, we're going to have to. Who's going to go in there and tell them they can't?
All right, take the picture. Killer J can take the picture. All right.
You can't run a church if you're not here. You can't pastor from the grave.
That's right.
Oh, you Killer J.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we're going to let them all take a picture.
That is Church Complaints for today. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.